This is Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Texas and Louisiana are suing the federal government, alleging immigration officials have declined to take custody of people who've been convicted of crimes and are subject to deportation. The states sued in a federal court in Houston on Tuesday. They contend President Joe Biden's policy changes allow immigrants convicted of crimes to be released rather than held for deportation at the end of their sentences. The lawsuit comes after Texas officials said Immigration and Customs Enforcement had been prepared to release three men convicted of sex offenses in an apparent misapplication of Biden's enforcement directives. ICE declined to comment. LSU coach Ed Orgeron maintains in a statement provided to state lawmakers that he does not recall speaking with an elderly female security worker who says then-Tigers running back Darius Geis made offensive sexual advances toward her in 2017. Orgeron said in the statement Tuesday that he recalls only a brief phone conversation with a man claiming to represent Gloria Scott. Orgeron says he was told soon after that LSU administrators and lawyers were handling Scott's complaint. Orgeron was asked to provide a statement or appear before the State Senate Committee on Women and Children. The committee is reviewing LSU's handling of past sexual misconduct complaints. An Austin-area Democrat is leading a bipartisan effort in the Texas legislature to cap the price of insulin, which has increased by 1,200% over the last two decades. State Representative James Tallarico, who has type 1 diabetes, outlined his proposal Tuesday morning.
My legislation, House Bill 40, which I am honored to joint author with Representative Price, would cap out-of-pocket costs for insulin at $50 a month and require HHSC and the Attorney General to investigate rising insulin prices.
Representative Tallarico says a supermajority of Texas House members have signed onto the bill. Companion legislation in the Texas Senate also has significant support. If passed, Texas would become the 16th state to cap insulin prices. A three-year independent study led by Texas A&M University Corpus Christi reports there are three times as many red snapper in the Gulf of Mexico than previously thought. Fishery scientists expected to find about 36 million snapper in Gulf waters, so they counted and counted and counted. The final tally, 110 million. Shane Bono is the advocacy director for the Texas Coastal Conservation Association. He says not only did the $12 million study discover red snapper around underwater pipelines, but also in open water with no structures nearby.
Across the vast mudflat that is the Gulf of Mexico, you have a high abundance of red snapper that have been recently discovered. So those are those mystery fish that have always been out there. We just haven't been able to locate them through traditional fish survey techniques.
Now, once considered overfished, the study appears to confirm that the population of red snapper is a sustainable resource in the Gulf of Mexico. Chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Some could produce severe heavy rainfall and high winds, hail, and possible tornadoes. This is Red River Radio.